We are builders, hear our call. Building knowledge, standing tall. Building character strong and true. Building community, me and you.
We are...
Oh, wow. We are loud and we are builders. And this is Mrs. Fernandez with a couple of kids who are volunteering from our class to fill us in on the last week or so because our star of the week didn't want to do it last week. And that's fine. Never force them. But our wonderful volunteers who are going to help get everybody at home caught up are...
Theodore.
Carolyn.
And Silas.
Yep. So, we have a lot to talk about. We're going to start with our one thing we did last week, which was student-led conferences. The students got to be in charge of the student parent-teacher conferences, and they got to experience...
Drama.
They did all the hard work, and so we're going to let them talk a little bit about how you prepared or what was it like being there with... on Zoom with your grown-ups at home and with me. Like, how did that go?
So first, because my mom works at the elementary school, we got rid of my brother because he would have disturbed the conference because he would have been too loud. So when I was preparing, I had like worksheet, and when we did it, we had we took the worksheet and we wrote what the thing tells us to do. And we wrote some of our grades on which we found on Skyward, and we had the thing when we did the worksheet. Like we filled in stuff and we did like how confident we feel with smiley face, middle face. Yeah. Bad face and horrible face.
So in school, we filled out this packet that tells us all the things that like our parents would have asked us in the conference. So,
like
what can I do to help you? And one thing that you were most proud of or something. And then after that, we went on Zoom and then we had a conference and we were talking about stuff.
So that's what we did. And then after like a few minutes, we logged off and got back to whatever we were doing.
Yep, it wasn't too bad, right?
No.
Tell kids in future years it's not that scary.
It's very scary, guys. It's very scary, kids in the future years that might be in Mrs. Fernandez's class. You definitely do not want to do it.
Speaking of scary, it was also Halloween. And we did some not so spooky things and some slightly spooky things. What did we do all day on Halloween? Tell us some things that we did.
So one of the things we did was some spooky stories that we had to write in 100 words or less.
Which was impossible.
Was that so hard?
It was kind of hard because you couldn't like put out a lot of settings and stuff. So mine was just like, you don't know who any of the characters' names are. You don't know where it is. You don't know like... what's happening and stuff. So I made it to seem like it could happen at any time to anyone.
And we also did Halloween things, like Halloween themed math packets and reading stuff. That was Halloween.
And we also did in science, we did the gummy bear wave model in science, and when we did it, we got gummy bears and we like attached them to skewers, and we had the, I put gummy bears on the skewers and we put them to tape, and like when we hit it, the energy transferred from one skewer to another and it went like crazy. It was fun to test, and at the end, we got to eat a bunch of gummy bears.
Always nice, right? So we made a little wave model to learn about the parts of a wave and how to do things like change the amplitude or the wavelength. What are some things you guys played with when you were playing with the wave model, and how did you do some of those things?
So we hit like the end harder or softer or more at once, and then it would like change the wavelength and like the amplitude.
Learning words like amplitude and wavelength. We've also studied a lot of other really interesting vocabulary related to energy as we start a big energy unit, like
The crest and the trough and the
node.
The node.
Teddy!
I'll edit that out.
The node. Awesome. And we also learned Newton's three laws of motion, and we had some vocabulary and some ideas with that, too. Anybody remember anything about the Newton's three laws?
So one of them was an object at rest stays at rest, and an object in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by an outside force.
Look at that memory.
Yeah, guys, I have the best memory here.
And what is the vocab word we associate with that?
Inertia!
What did I say to do with the word inertia?
When your parents are driving a car and they suddenly hit the brakes or something, you have to yell out inertia.
Inertia!
Well, you don't have to.
That's the goal.
Where's Newton?
So, and the third law is every action has on an equal and opposite reaction.
Okay, and what does that mean? What's an example of that?
Like, so when you are, like, twisting around, like, oh, when Mrs. Fernandez span in her chair, like, she kept one part of her body, like, on one part, but then when she twisted, it evened out because she had, like, more weight on one side.
Yeah, when I move my arms really suddenly to the left, my whole body doesn't just go spinning to the left, right? Even though you would think it would. In my little swivel chair, there's an opposite reaction happening. And we also looked at a balloon rocket and things, right? And then what about the second? We skipped the second one. What's the second law of motion?
It's the one that has a formula.
Oh, yeah.
F equals ma, aka force equals mass times acceleration.
Mm-hmm. And what's a big word related to that?
Momentum.
Good. Awesome.
We really are learning, I promise. We're learning all kinds of things. And we're going to do lots of fun labs this week to kind of explore some of that, plus the idea of momentum, plus the idea of potential and kinetic energy, which we'll learn more about today. And we had an author visit, which was pretty awesome. Thank you, Purdue something something. I don't remember who was in charge of that. And Mrs. Dodds, who helped arrange that. But we had an author come in and talk a little bit about the process of being an author, but also one book in particular that she did and sort of walked through the process of researching and picture books specifically that are nonfiction. And how do you do that, right? And what are some things that stood out to you from her visit?
So she kind of talked a little bit more about wars than I expected other authors to talk things like that big of things about, because it's like a children's book.
Yeah. But her book was all about a city during the Holocaust, right? And that how do we preserve history of people who have been killed in war? And so there were some heavier themes than some of our fourth graders might be used to. Some of them don't even know what the Holocaust is, since they're going to get to learn that as they get older, right? Anything else stand out to you guys from her visit besides there were wars?
There was a place that she talked about where this person gathered all the stuff, like pictures about people from the Holocaust. And she put them in a place that's, like, stacked up three stories high.
So she, when she, like, had to leave, she tucked in photos in her shoes to, like, keep them. And she, after that, she went to, like, houses and got photos and, like, put it up in a three-story high museum.
And one of the coolest things was that how she had these random connections later on, right? Like her, this whole picture book was all about one woman in particular who had preserved history of her town as it was destroyed. But this woman's grandchildren or nieces and nephews or whatever, these people just kept popping up in this author's life down the road, which I thought was kind of cool too, like how the world works that way sometimes. So we had a busy week. It was Halloween, and it was also iLearn testing. And so we didn't get as much done in some of our other subject areas as we might usually. We just started an Indigenous Peoples unit that we'll get to go into more in the next couple of weeks. But all that means is you got to tune in next time for all the exciting things happening.
Which will be on Friday.
Hopefully Friday, because
it's my start of the week.
So we'll have a definite Friday. In the meantime, this is Mrs. Fernandez.
Silas.
Carolyn.
Theodore.
Saying.
And our show smiley face.
We are builders, hear our call. Building knowledge, standing tall. Building character strong and true. Building a community.